Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Say What Author Spotlights, a division of Say What Book Club. Each month we bring you the author of the book we're currently reading. Today's featured guest wears many hats, and please welcome author and entrepreneur Valerie J. Lewis Coleman to the show. Valerie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, it's my pleasure. So let's talk. This is a very special week for you. And for those of you who don't know, Valerie is the founder of the Dayton Book Expo, and that event is happening this week. So we're going to spend quite a bit of time with this broadcast talking about that event. So why don't you tell us about the event, Valerie?
Well, this Saturday in Dayton, Ohio, we're hosting the 7th annual Dayton Book Expo. Myself, LaTanya Branham, and Charlotte Jenkins came together quite a few years ago to host something in Dayton similar to events that we had visited or participated in other cities. All of us being authors, we have all had the opportunity, you know, to travel the globe promoting and selling our books. And so we wanted to have something closer to home. And so we created the Dayton Book Expo. So this year we have 81 authors, of which Tamika is one. And we have all kinds of genres, everything pretty much but erotica, just because our event is family friendly and we don't want, you know, kids coming through and seeing some of the racy cover images. But we have sessions for authors, aspiring authors, where they can learn about the book business. We have a kid zone sponsored by My Mobile Mommy. And then, of course, we have the 81 authors who will be book signing.
Okay, so let's start with the kid zone. Talk about a little bit more about that. Is that like a daycare set up for the children that are going to be present so the parents can shop, or what? What exactly is that?
It's similar to that. My Mobile Mommies is the sponsor, and they are basically a mobile babysitting service, and but they're going to be doing things more than just, you know, babysitting the kids. Oftentimes they have activities. Some of the authors of children's books will come in and do some readings or activities with the kids. There's sometimes movies. Yeah, they do arts and crafts. So it runs from 11:30 to 3:30. So for that 4 hours, you know, the kids come in and out. Some stay the entire time. Some come and go. But it's great, you know, great for them. Usually the kids are, of course, potty trained, and then up to 12 years old.
Okay. Now, how long have you been putting this event on?
We started, our very first Dayton Book Expo was 2010, so this represents our 7th year. Every year
it
grows.
That's awesome.
it's awesome, and it's a lot of work. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Most definitely. So, last year we had about 500 people come through, so we're hoping for that many or more. Yeah.
So if an author wanted to participate, is it too late for them to be a vendor at the event?
It is. Actually, we closed the registration April the 15th, and since then I've probably had 10 or 12 authors try to, you know, ask about getting on. But the problem is we've committed to the floor space because we have to, you know, acquire tables and get the room set up. We've already got the booklet printed with everyone's name on it. We've already had the final e-blast go out, which lists all the 81 authors, webpage, you know, everything that goes into executing this has already pretty much been done. Matter of fact, I ran the last of my copies today, so I hope to chill out tomorrow.
So it sounds like you are planning this event, you know, maybe even like a year ahead of time then, huh?
Absolutely, we do plan
the next one. Okay.
Yeah, we already have the one for next year. We already have someone who's registered for next year, and the website's already updated.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we definitely
do. So for someone who is listening and who would have wanted to participate this year, okay, it's too late, but next year is available. So why don't you tell them how an author would go about being a part of this event?
Well, on our website, which is DaytonBookExpo.com, there is an author registration page, and that page specifically is DaytonBookExpo.com/registration. And authors can go there and fill out the online form, which includes, you know, of course, we request their name and contact information, but also their book information, the genre, retail price, synopsis, and then the author photo and the book cover, front cover image. So that way we can, you know, create a web page for them and keep track of everything. Participation in the expo automatically includes our corporate marketing, where we do blog talk shows like this. We also do paid advertisements in the newspaper and magazine. We also do the radio. We have several radio spots running on different stations, postcards in the community. So we do a lot of corporate marketing, but we also share with our registered authors a lot of marketing strategies and tips that, you know, we've used over the years, and we've culminated collecting information from other authors. Authors then, of course, they have their table and two chairs. They get a parking pass for the garage. Mm-hmm. We have volunteers there that will help them load and unload. They get breakfast in the morning. Lunch is optional. That will be an additional option. Mm-hmm. But then the registered authors have the opportunity to speak, if they so choose, at one of the panel discussions, which, of course, is a great way to promote their book. And then we also have additional promotional opportunities, which include media releases, advertisements in our full-color booklet that goes out to everyone who attends the conference, and then having their cover included on the postcards. So we try to incorporate aspects that cover all the authors, and then those who want to go the extra step, like you, you participated in the exclusive media release, I believe. So that gives you an additional exposure. Our media contacts, we have about 800 media contacts, but when I add in the other people on my contact list, as well as Facebook and LinkedIn and all that other stuff, the email can conceivably reach 15,000 people. Now, we know Facebook doesn't send it to everybody, but that's how many we have all together in our contacts between LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and then the 5,000 I have in my direct email list.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. So this is a very large event, you know, and of course we see events happening all the time, but I think location is probably key. So why don't you tell them, where our listeners, where the event will be held?
This event is held in downtown Dayton at Sinclair Community College, and Sinclair is one of our sponsors. Sinclair is one of the largest community colleges in the nation. We're actually going to be in their conference center, which is Building 12. And the hall is a beautiful hall, you know, total Florida ceiling, glass windows, water fountains. We'll have music going. It's a very ambient ambient atmosphere. But it's right in the, again, the downtown area. There's free parking on the streets. And if you choose to park in a parking garage, we have passes for those who want to park in the garage at a discount. And the event, of course, we have the main hall for the authors signing, but then we have private rooms for the sessions for the kids as well as for the panel discussions. And we found that in the conferences we've been to, and I don't know if you've ever been to any like that, where they try to put everybody in one big room to save money, and you can't hear anything if you're trying to conduct business with a potential book client. You know, they're speaking and they're asking you to be quiet at your table. So they were like, no, we will split the bill for additional space. You know, so that is accommodating and conducive to our audience.
It sounds like a wonderful event. I'm so looking forward to being a part of it. This is my first year being a part of it, but I've been watching it for the last couple of years and saying it was on my list of things to do. So I'm glad to participate.
Great.
Now, is there a charge for people who want to come in and meet the authors and purchase the books?
The admission is absolutely free. Coming in with the admission, they get the full color booklet. They have the opportunity to win T-shirts and our official Dayton Book Expo journal. We also have a giant gift basket for our book lovers. And for those who go online and pre-register, it's not necessary, but those who do will then have an additional chance to win some of the free items. But there's no fee for admission at all for the guests because, again, one of the things we wanted to do with our event, as we've seen others do, some people charge the authors to participate, and then they charge the people to come into the event. And, you know, that's taking away then from them potentially buying money or spending money on books. So we wanted to keep it free to the public so that then they could turn around and support the authors and purchase from them.
Okay. So one of the things that's impressive, you know, we usually hear that certain regions, you know, if you want to excel in a certain genre or certain field, you need to go to certain regions. And yet, you know, you have chosen to make Dayton, Ohio a premier spot, you know, for people to come and to purchase books. And so I love that. That really stands out to me. There's you might know him. Are you familiar with Cyrus Webb?
Yes, I've actually been on the show before.
Oh, have you? Yes. And so, and he's kind of the same mindset, too. Like, you know, you can make it work wherever you are. You know, he was from a little small town in Mississippi, you know. And so I love that you chose to, you know, to kind of spotlight the Midwest and, you know, a smaller town in Ohio to bring this event out, and that it's highly successful and people are looking forward to it year after year. So for someone who is, you know, like myself, okay, so it's my first year and you're doing an event like this, you know. What kinds of tips would you give to someone to help them to be successful?
Well,
you
one
have
the,
all these other authors there and no one knows you, you know, from the next
right.
one. So what kinds of things would you say for them to do?
One of the things in some of the emails that I send out to the authors, some of the tips that I share with them is, even though you may not be from the area, of course, if you're from the Dayton area, you want to reach out to your core market. But if you're not from the Dayton area, you can go on Facebook and search by city. You can go on LinkedIn and Twitter. Well, not so much Twitter, but LinkedIn and Facebook. And you can find people who reside in that specific area. There's also meetup groups that you can go on and find in the Dayton area. I encourage the authors to find book clubs. You know, with Google and search engines doing what they do, you can go on and say book clubs in Dayton and then invite them to come. It's very important, regardless of the event, that as a as an author, that you put your time into letting people know you're there. So when I travel to, like, I'm going to Oklahoma this summer, they're flying me out there to do a publishing conference. I have contacts in Oklahoma, so I'm going to let them know I'm there. And in the past, I've had people, you know, show up, purchase books, just stop by to say hi, you know. So it's just, it's just a great way to further brand what you're doing, but it's important to let people know, you know, where you are and get the word out. And I always tell them to collect emails wherever you go so that you can communicate with people, you know, to keep them informed of what you're doing. Because, you know, again, Facebook limits the number of people who can see your messages. I think about 5 or 10% of your friends actually get your messages or your posts. So you want to, you know, you don't want to rely solely on social media. But that's definitely important. I also encourage them to contact bookstores and as well as the book clubs, of course, but bookstores and the larger stores and then the smaller stores, you know, the mom-and-pop type stores, just to find out, you know, can I leave some information here? Can I mail you information to let people know I'm coming? I've had offers in the past who are coming in from out of town schedule other events while they're here so that it's not just the expo they're doing, but maybe they're doing a signing at a bookstore, or I had a couple people, you know, go to a church while they're here. If their book is, you know, Christian or inspirational, go to a church. So that way they're maximizing the visit. Because we have somebody coming from Canada, North Carolina, Atlanta. So they're coming a good distance.
So you seem to have a very outgoing kind of personality. So what kind of advice would you give to the author who is more of an introvert? And so, you know, he or she will be sitting at this table, but they're not great with starting conversations. What kinds of tips would you give for, like, icebreakers to help them to be able to interact with the clients and the customers?
It is so funny.
They're not.
It is so funny you should say that. I am so an introvert.
Oh,
and
really?
I would never have guessed. Oh, my gosh. Yes. That's what everybody says.
Okay.
You stand before people. You're speaking all the time. You do all this stuff. I am an introvert, but I'm an introvert from the perspective. And it's not that I wouldn't say I'm so much shy. I just have a difficult time having conversations one-on-one with people whom I don't know. If I know you, I can talk to you all day. Or if I'm speaking on a subject that I'm familiar with, if I'm the, you know, the presenter, I can go all day long. But put me one-on-one with someone who I don't know. And if they don't get in the conversation, I am so done. I get awkward. I get sweaty. I just can't do it. So, but what I tell authors, because we are typically introverted, what you want to do is you have to maybe do some preparation to, so that you can jump from the right hemisphere of the brain, which is where the artistic part is, to the left hemisphere of the brain, which is where the business side is. And, you know, have your spiel ready to go. Rehearse it and practice it to the point that it's second nature. So you don't sound like you're reading or you're not fumbling over your words. Become confident in saying the retail price of your book. If your book is $15, then be comfortable saying my book is $15 because, you know, oftentimes we become shy or embarrassed. I often tell my clients when you're out at book events, if it's possible, stand in front of your table. Don't stand behind the table or sit behind the table. That becomes a barrier to communication. It's easy to become distracted, put your head down, look away. Mm-hmm. If you're standing in front of the table, you can meet the people. You can talk to them. You can actually convince them to come over to your area if they were just going to walk by. Hey, don't walk by. Come over here and talk to me. You know, if you're standing behind the table, it kind of is a distraction. Yeah. You want to have maybe some type of giveaway, some incentive for them to come to your table, whether it's drop your business card here and you'll be entered in the drawing, give me your email and you can win a gift card. You know, there's so many ways to invite them to come. I even, at some events, I have had a little, the little bingo globe that you have if you're playing bingo at home. I bought that for like $10, took one of the little balls and colored it a different color, and then with every purchase, you know, if a person came by and purchased and they were allowed to, you know, spin the tumbler and whatever came out, if they got the color-coded ball, then they won this big gift basket.
Oh, very nice.
So it was
okay.
a way, right, but they only got to spin if they made a purchase.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, you know, or giving away a book, you know, or offering a discount. There has to be some incentive for them to come to your table. Make sure your table is well-organized, you know, not looking real cluttered or busy. You've got bright displays. It's always good to have your price posted. So I have a little sign that says show special, this amount, you know, or books are $5 off or whatever. And it's very important to take credit cards. And that not necessarily has anything to do with being an introvert or extrovert, but you want to minimize any excuses people may have about purchasing books.
Absolutely.
Well, all I have is my debit card. Okay, well, I can take care of that.
That's right.
Absolutely. So you want to make sure you have your change, you know. But what I when I first started, I would ask people, are you a book reader? Or do you like to read books? And, you know, it's a yes or no question. So it's too easy for them to say, no, I'm good. Well, then I'm stuck. So now what I do is I say, what types of books do you like to read? I don't ask them if they're a reader. So when they answer what type of books they like to read, if they're not a reader, they'll say, so, okay, then I don't really have anything for you. But if you are a reader, now we're engaged, and whatever answer they give me, I'm going to find a way to make one of my books fit into that category. I don't care if you tell me it's mystery, if you tell me it's fiction, if you tell me it's sci-fi, I'm going to roll some aspect of one of my books into that category. And then I have several different spiels, depending upon who I'm talking to. My most popular book, The Forbidden Secrets of the Goody Box, which is a novel that empowers women to make better choices when it comes to men, because I researched men. I didn't just, you know, give them my perspective. I surveyed, polled, interviewed hundreds of men, and took that information, wrapped it up into fictional characters. So when people come to me and, you know, they're talking about, well, I like fiction, then I'll, you know, start talking about the book. Now, if it's a man, then I will get into the aspect of better understanding women. If he's a father, you know, this is a great way to start that conversation with your daughter to make sure that she makes better choices. I've had brothers buy the book for their sisters, you know, so or husbands buying it for their wives. So it's just a great, great way to have a strategy in mind. What I'm going to say when they say this, you want to go and prepare.
Okay. You know, and that's such a great segue into the next thing I wanted to talk about. So, you know, in addition to Valerie being the founder of the Dayton Book Expo, which we've been talking about, she's also an author. So she just mentioned one of her books. Why don't you tell a little bit more about that book, and will you have that book and some of your others available for purchase at the event on Saturday?
Absolutely.
Will you have
I
your
have
own
all
table?
My books available. I have to have a table. Even though I'm not there to staff it, my mother and my husband usually work that one for me because I'm all over the place. But The Forbidden Secrets of the Goody Box has been a Kindle bestseller several times, and the intent of the book is relationship advice that your father didn't tell you and your mother didn't know. So what I do is I help women become man whisperers by sharing real relationship advice with them that they'd be crazy to ignore. So it's the stuff that men have shared with me, that man cave, barbershop, locker room conversation that we as women aren't normally privy to. I was able to capture that information, roll it up into fictional characters. So I have testimonials from women who have found loving relationships. I have two women now who have contacted me and told me that they are married, happily married, one's engaged, one's married. Yeah, so the books that I write are not just for entertainment, although the Goodie Box mm-hmm. book has been called The Black Sex in the City. But
okay.
I have to tell you, it's not a lot of sex in the city. Someone asked me how many shades of gray. I said,
okay.
Only one shade of gray. Yes.
Okay.
It's designed for kids as young, or not quick kids, but young people. I've had a girl as young as 12 years old read it because it's a clean book.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I write, my books are to help people make better life choices. And what I'd like to
mm-hmm.
do is share my story or aspects of my story so that people don't have to make the same mistakes that I made. So in relationships,
okay.
I made a lot of mistakes when it came to men. I'm sure most women have.
Mm-hmm.
So I really
mm-hmm.
provide a lot of information with that. My first book was on step family. That one
okay.
was a number one bestseller on Amazon
because
when I married my husband, yeah, he had three kids. I had two, not the Brady Bunch, which is the
mm-hmm.
genre, the era in which I grew up. So I was definitely thinking we were going to skate through this thing. So not the truth.
Okay. Oh.
So instead,
okay.
instead of leaving my husband or going to jail,
mm-hmm.
I decided to write the book. And
okay.
it's really changed a lot of lives, a lot of families that
wow.
to their benefit, you know. And then I also did a book because I teach writing and publishing to inmates and high school students and then other aspiring authors.
Mm-hmm.
I did a book with some inmates and high school students that deals with overcoming the restrainers, the physical and mental restrainers that hold us hostage.
Mm.
So, of course,
okay.
the inmates are writing from the things they did to get incarcerated and how it
mm-hmm.
affected their lives. And then the
mm-hmm.
students and other participants, because it's an anthology, wrote about sexual abuse, substance abuse, verbal abuse,
mm-hmm.
addiction, different things
mm-hmm.
that have held them hostage in their lives and how they were able to overcome those things. So it's a very powerful book.
Wow.
And then
okay.
I have, of course, books for writers, too. I've been teaching on the book business for 10, 12 years, and then I finally came out with a book about writing and publishing. Go figure, it took me that long to figure it out, but I have it now.
Okay. So let's talk about Pen of the Writer, your company. Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Pen of the Writer is the publishing company that I established to publish my books, but then also coach and train other people how to do the same thing. So I have a mentor program under Pen of the Writer. I do various services for other authors, including publishing their books. I have conferences that are held under Pen of the Writer. I do one-on-one mentor sessions, group sessions, of course, speaking engagements. And then all my books that I personally have written fall under Pen of the Writer.
Oh, wow.
So that's
okay.
my go-to business, my umbrella under which everything else falls. So my conferences fall under that. Queen Bee Publishing, which is the publishing company I launched to publish books for other people. And I've done
mm-hmm.
about 30 or so books now. That
oh,
falls
awesome.
Under the Pen of the Writer umbrella, yeah. And then Passionate Pens, which is a program that I use to teach high school students and inmates. So I have a local high school actually had a contractor to do an anthology with me. And so 40 high school students were now published authors. They're using it on their college applications and college scholarships.
I love that.
So, yeah, it's fantastic.
Yes, it really is. Love to see the babies, you know, following their bliss. Just love that.
Absolutely.
That's so awesome. So, okay. Now you've got Pen of the Writer and a couple of imprints that are kind of subsidiaries off of that. Will you have
mm-hmm.
information available about Pen of the Writer on Saturday for people who might be interested in taking advantage of your services?
Well, what I recommend, I don't have any specific postcards that promote Pen of the Writer. I recommend
okay.
going to the website, which is
all
penofthewriter.com, right. and pen is spelled P-E-N as an ink pen, penofthewriter.com.
Mm-hmm.
Because I also offer services for the authors who maybe have a hard time finding reputable printers. I have
mm-hmm.
over 250 printers across the world who bid on my projects. So I
oh.
have a service, yeah, and I get great price breaks like that because I usually
mm-hmm.
have a price spread of anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000 difference in what my printers come back with their pricing. And they know
wow.
they're bidding against each other, so they come
mm-hmm.
in with very competitive bids, which, of course, saves
okay.
me money, which I, in turn, save my clients money. So a
mm-hmm.
service that I offer now, which is print my book, I get all
cool.
the authors' quote specifications, you know, for their print, send it out
mm-hmm.
to my list of printers who would, you know, qualify for that particular type of project. And then I, for the service, I then give the author the top three bids as far as the ones that had the lowest three prices. Mm-hmm, so that way, then from there on, they have access to those three printers and they can use them in the future. But need to keep in mind that every printer has different peaks and seasons. So at any given time, I may have a different printer who is my best price because it's their off season, or you know that they're trying to get rid of some inventory, so they're trying to or they're trying to bring in new business. So it just depends on where they are in the process.
Okay, sounds good. I never even thought about that. That's excellent. So you have a number of things that you're services that you are offering to authors. Now, do you have any additional events coming up, you know, where they can tap into Pen of the Writer or they can meet you as an author in addition to the Dayton Book Expo?
Absolutely. For my list of events, they can go to penofthewriter.com for everything that I'm doing. But also coming up in August, I'm going to be in Oklahoma. May the 14th, I'm going to be in Detroit, Michigan. I'm speaking at a conference for writers there. Yeah, May, I think it's the 19th, I'm doing a private event on the Goodie Box book. I actually do workshops where I go into churches, schools, homes, and talk to women about their relationship advice. So I'm doing that in May. I'm going then to Delaware at the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
And I think right now for June, I don't have anything scheduled, although I have a couple tentative. Probably best to go to my website and get those list of events. I can't keep them all in my head.
Okay.
But
that
I do have
good.
In October, thank you, October the 1st, the Pen to Paper Literary Symposium, which will be year 14, I think. It'll be my 14th year of doing that conference. Yeah, and what I do with that conference, I focus that one on the publishing aspect of the business. So I start out doing a little bit about writing, the aspect of editing. Then we get into what makes for a quality cover, you know, how to do some typesetting. And then for those aspiring authors who are serious about moving forward, I have a master session where I teach them how to upload their book to Kindle and all the aspects of doing that. So if they come prepared and I give them some pre-work before the conference, they'll be able at the end of the conference to have an e-book go live or go into the queue to go live for Kindle. Yeah. So that's what I do October.
Now, where do you have that? What city or state is that one in? Your conference.
That will be in Dayton, Ohio as well. That's my
Dayton.
Home, so
okay.
I have it in Dayton. But I have had events like where churches invite me in. I've done a couple things in churches in Baltimore, Detroit, Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah, where I'll go into the church and do a workshop for the, you know, because a lot of people in the church want to write books. So they'll have me come in and do a session.
That is so fantastic. I'm always so inspired every time I get a chance to connect with you. So why don't you
tell our
listeners how they can reach out to you on social media and follow you and where your books can be purchased.
Absolutely. My website is penofthewriter.com, and that's P-E-N as an ink pen. The website for my novel is thegoodieboxbook.com, and goodie is spelled G-O-O-D-Y, thegoodieboxbook.com. Also on social media, they can go to Facebook/Pen of the Writer. However, I think the page is full. I have 5,000 friends, but they can see how to connect to my fan page. I have YouTube, Pen of the Writer, Twitter, Pen of the Writer, LinkedIn, Pen of the Writer, Amazon. I have an Amazon author page, but that one is under my name, Valerie J. Lewis Coleman.
Okay. And where are your books sold?
The books are available online, Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the online outlets, and, of course, on my website. As far as the books for writers, I use those basically for conference, so they're available on my website. And any of the books that I have available on Amazon can be purchased through a bookstore, but more than likely you're going to have them order the book.
Okay. All right. Any last minute advice or words that you want to give about the Dayton Book Expo?
Absolutely. I invite everyone in the Dayton area to come. Dayton, Cincinnati, we have people coming in from Columbus, guests coming in from as far as Cleveland and Detroit who are coming in as book lovers. But there's something for everyone there. We'll have tons of books, information for those who want to write books, activities for kids. It's all free. If you're looking to write books as an author, it's a great way to network with 81 different authors, finding out how they did, what they did, why they did, what they did. You know, what things would they like to do differently, what things would they do again. So it's a great way to do some research all in one spot. And, again, if you go to the website, DaytonBookExpo.com, and pre-register as a book lover, you have a chance to win some gifts. We're also going to have cake there for a cake celebration. We have 9 or 10 authors who are celebrating new releases, and so they'll all have cake to take back to their table, which, you know, they'll make available to the guests. So we try to think of everything to make sure that everyone is very well pleased at the expo. So we invite you to come.
That is awesome. Valerie, thank you so much for joining us this evening. It's always a pleasure talking with you. Wishing you much success
you
on your literary
me.
Journey and also
thank
for the
you.
Event on Saturday. Yes. Again, listeners, we have head author and founder of the Dayton Book Expo, Valerie J. Lewis-Coleman, with us today. If you will be in the Dayton area, be sure to come out and meet with her and myself. That's Saturday, April 30th at Sinclair Community College in Dayton, Ohio, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Is that right? The time of that
p.m.
one? 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. At the Sinclair Community College in Dayton, Ohio. We would love to connect with you. If you missed any part of today's podcast, you can hear it in its entirety about 5 minutes after the show airs. Thank you for tuning in. We encourage you to support the authors who appear on the show. Of course, if you like what you hear, pass on the word to others. Supporting those in the literary arena is what we're all about. Join me next month on Sunday, May 22nd, with special guest author Danielle Scroggins on Sigwood Author Spotlights, right here on WALN, the Abundant Living Station. Until we meet again, make each day a great day on purpose. And don't forget to read a good book. Good night.